This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today, but there isn't a show that ever concludes without me saying, gosh, I wish I had more time to talk to the fine folks of the upper Midwest and the northern plains. So remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you hear something, want to say something, get something off your chest, put it on our radar, give us an idea for a guest, topic, Oasis Petroleum. And the Be the Buffalo hotline is yours. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Question of the day. What will bring you back to shopping like you were before the pandemic? What is holding you back from going to particular businesses? I know a lot of our listeners say, well, I'm not really doing a lot of things differently. But if you ask businesses, they'll tell you that their numbers, number one, are down. Number two, I've talked to a lot of them. Numbers are down, and they really believe that there is sort of a fear factor out there. Things are, you know, not all customers feel comfortable coming back, and I'm asking why that is. So you let us know today. You can text us at 701-367-2054. In just a moment, we're going to talk with the head coach of the University of North Dakota hockey team, Brad Berry, talk a little bit about what a pandemic does to a college athletic program. In this case, of course, UND hockey, disruptions earlier this year from tournaments, and now the possibility of disruptions in other ways. We have already lost one game that everybody was looking forward to down in Nashville, Tennessee. So they're postponing that, and we'll talk about that and more in just a moment with Coach Berry. Before we do that, Becca in Montana called back, and Becca, somebody had said after you called in last hour that they were pretty sure they heard you on the Rush Limbaugh show. Were you on the Rush Limbaugh show?
I was last week. I think I was on Thursday.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's not easy to do, Becca. That's not easy to do.
It's not. I got callus on my finger from hitting the redial button. But anyway, no, I got lucky. I didn't have to call in that many times, but I was just on lunch break and listening to him. He said something, and I'm like, I gotta weigh in on this. And they took my call. It was amazing. I was super proud to talk to him. And I have his app on my phone, so I have the recording on my phone with him on the Ditto cam, and I'll have that forever. It's great.
Fantastic. That's fabulous. You have to send that to me. Text me the link, 701-367-2054, and we'll play it for everybody, okay?
Okay. We'll have to. I don't know how that works with, let's say, a copyright or whatever. I don't know if they have the rights.
Well, I subscribe too. I never use it, but okay. I have the app. Yeah, so I'll be able to.
Okay.
I'll be able to do it
okay.
That way.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll do
and
that.
We hear. Thank you so much, Becca. That's pretty cool. So good catch by one of our fine listeners there. Recognized Becca's voice and said, hey, she was on Rush Limbaugh. How about that? All right. UND hockey coach Brad Berry with us on What's on Your Mind. Coach, how are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing good. I have to tell you, I was telling the audience earlier that of all the things sort of non-health related in the way of disruptions to COVID and all the things that happened sort of in the just your bucket of favorite things, the news that there wouldn't be an opportunity for the University of North Dakota with an incredible hockey team to go out there and get another national title was a hard part of the whole COVID thing earlier this year. Have you moved beyond that, or is that still sting?
No, you know what? We've moved beyond it. It stung. You're right. It absolutely stung. And, you know, we were number one in the pairwise at the time, and we had momentum on going into the playoffs and trying to hang that ninth banner. But, you know, we've moved on, and, you know, our guys have made a commitment to come back. You know, we had some guys over the spring and summer that probably had opportunities to sign pro contracts, and and get their careers going. But they said, nope, we're coming back, and we call it unfinished business of what we need to do. And along with a lot of great young freshmen coming in here this year, you know, we got our guys here now working out together. And they're really responsible as far as following Doug Burgum's guidelines here as social distancing and wearing masks and everything like that. So they're here on their voluntary workouts here this summer, training together to try to build a championship team here.
There was a game plan for Nashville, Tennessee, another one of the Hall of Fame games that have been so famous. Of course, Madison Square Garden, one of the great ones, Las Vegas as well. And this one, just because of what was happening in Tennessee, had to be postponed. What's the plan on the makeup game for that one?
Yeah, so first of all, Cody Hodgson, general manager of Ralph Engelson Arena, Bill Chaves, athletic director at UND, have done an outstanding job here of building our brand, of having those destination games every 2 years. And unfortunately this year, the great city of Nashville was to host us, and obviously with things going on around the country, you know, different, I guess, levels of situations of going around the country, it was deemed that, you know, if we can't be 100% all in and be, I guess, have certainty of that game going on with all of our fans, then let's push it back a year. And we haven't canceled it. We've just postponed it to October 30th of 21 in Nashville, and we're going to get after it then. And, you know, we built that brand up to 8,000 fans in New York City. We had a ton of fans in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and we want to make sure that we keep that brand healthy and have a situation where we can get everybody there.
So how about the season itself? I know there's all kinds of things flying about different sports, you know, organizations, and everybody's doing it a little bit differently. But are you doing this day-to-day? Do you think the season has a chance of pulling off this year? What's happening this fall?
Well, first of all, the biggest thing that we talk about with our program, you control three things: your attitude every day, your work ethic every day, and then the choices that you make every day. And we firmly believe control what you can control, and that's what we're doing. I guess what we're waiting for probably is to kind of see where everything falls into line. And you know, we're considered a winter sport. So obviously, a lot of people, athletic programs that are around the country have to get through the fall sports right now, you know, football being one of them. And I think one thing that has to happen is determining kind of what's going to go on with the fall sports. And then obviously the winter will fall right after that. So, you know, we're going on the intention of playing a full season unless told otherwise. But, you know, our guys, there's been no deviation or ambivalence in what we're doing here as a group.
How about as far as fans and the stadium and all that? Do you anticipate that experience being any different?
Yeah, I guess that remains to be seen, right? And I think that all falls in the jurisdiction of legislation within individual counties, states around the U.S. as far as how that goes. But, you know, here at the Ralph Engelson Arena, I mean, what we take pride on is 11,500 loyal and very passionate fans that come into our group here, each and every weekend. And, you know, hopefully we can get to that by the time we're allowed to get going again.
So, you know, when you talk about the attitude you bring, the work ethic you bring, the choices you make, you really, if you're living that, even though this is a very uncertain time and we don't know day to day what it's going to be, what the numbers are going to be, what the reaction is going to be by people that, you know, decide these things, from the government to, you know, school presidents to, you know, everybody else. But if you're living what you're talking about, the three, you just take what comes, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, the biggest thing that we know, and again, we're sensitive to it like everybody else is, health and welfare of people in this great country of the United States is the most important thing. But again, like you said, not losing sight on what brings people together. And I know sporting events do that, you know, and hopefully we're allowed to bring that positivity back into our lives again here. But again, knowing that obviously, you know, we have to get through this pandemic as a group and be responsible in how we do that.
Obviously, you know, when it comes to the nature of college hockey and certainly the UND hockey program over the years, there's a competitive spirit. I mean, you just, you know, you have the rivals, everything else.
Yep.
On the other hand, right now you're sort of all in this together. Are you talking to any of your colleagues around the country about how they're dealing with all this?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, this is a time of year when you have time like this. Communication is big. It's big in anything, in every way of life. And, you know, I talked to a lot of other head coaches, ADs, athletic directors around the country, as far as, you know, what's going on, you know, within their programs and stuff like that. So I think it's one of those things where you got to keep on top of it and keep in communication and keep moving forward here.
Absolutely. And this too shall pass, as we say, right?
And this too shall pass, absolutely. And I think it's how we approach it each and every day. You can look at it like, the fetus mentality, or you can look at it, you know, you get to attack the day and you get to control what you control, and you can try to be a positive, beacon in this time we're going through.
How soon do you think you're going to know sort of what the season's going to look like?
I would firmly believe probably in the next couple of weeks. I know, obviously, when I spoke earlier about football, I know they're going through some things right now on what scheduling looks like. And I think, you know, we'll know a little bit more about what's going on with them. And then I think it'll translate into probably what we're doing as a group.
All right, sir. Go get them. Our best to the entire crew there. And looking forward to a little bit of normal watching those two.
Thanks, Johnny. And again, thanks for having me on the flag here today. And really appreciate you spending time.
Take care. Coach Bradbury, more after this.
Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Cooking. Usually that doesn't go together, right? Usually you get something that, it's something to eat, but it's not something that you just go, wow, is that good? here's the thing. At PetroServe USA, you get both grab-and-go convenience, but it's home cooking. It's very good. So if you stop today at the 12th Avenue North location off I-29, the exit I-29, Fargo, 12th Avenue North, Taco Skillet. Harwood, I-29 location, north of Fargo, meatball dinner. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today at Valley City, exit 292 I-94. And then West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Sloppy Joe's with mac and cheese. Whew. Sounds great. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And the 4-for-4 deals at most of the PetroServe USA locations, a pizza, two fresh home-baked cookies. So good. 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee, four items for $4 from the PetroServe USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. Some great specials for you to take advantage of. Okay. Couple of things to do here so we fulfill our promises. One, share with you some mask facts. Okay? Mask facts. And then some emails on the question of the day. A fellow by the name of Ben Swan is an investigative journalist. He has a podcast where he investigates the investigators, where he goes after the media, basically, and showcases things the media is doing. The premise of this segment was, you know, everybody in the media is saying mask, 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 got to wear mask, mask. But what do the facts say about masks? Mask.
What does science say about face masks and whether or not they prevent the spread of viruses like COVID-19? Believe it or not, there have been a number of studies that have been done over the past decade. One in 2009, 2010, 2012, 2016, 2017, 2019, and yes, even this year in 2020. A number of controlled studies have been done that look at this very issue, whether or not wearing medical face masks with N95 respirators in them, and whether or not wearing cloth masks actually reduce the risk of a virus. So what did each of these studies find? Well, actually, they all found the very same thing. Now, these were studies that looked at N95 respirator masks. That's not the same thing as just hanging a piece of cloth over your face or creating your own mask at home. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's start with the most scientific and medically advanced mask, the N95 respirator mask. These studies, controlled studies, took a look at those N95 respirator masks and whether or not they prevent the spread of virus. Here's what they found. For the study in 2019, among 2,862 randomized participants, 2,371 completed the study and accounted for 5,180 HCW healthcare worker seasons. Among outpatient healthcare personnel, N95 respirators versus medical masks as worn by participants in this trial resulted, get this, in no significant difference in the incidence of laboratory confirmed influenza. Did you get that? In the 2019 study, there was no significant difference by wearing an N95 respirator mask. It happened again in 2020. Look at this one. A total of six RCTs involving 9,171 participants were included. There were no statistically significant differences in preventing laboratory-confirmed influenza, laboratory-confirmed respiratory viral infections, laboratory-confirmed respiratory infection, and influenza-like illness using N95 respirators and surgical masks.
I'm not going to tell you what to believe, folks. You got to decide that for yourself. But I listen to that and I go, you know what these masks are? The masks are a tool to help spread more fear. The masks, I think, are being suggested that you wear them. In other words, Governor Burgum isn't telling you to wear one. You know, what was his line last week? You should thank somebody that's wearing one, not give them grief for wearing one. He isn't saying that because he believes that they do no good, right? He's listening to some expert that says, you know, this is a good thing. Well, here's, again, a study with a lot of participants, a lot of people over a lot of years, and saying it just doesn't do any difference, doesn't make any difference. So you got to decide for yourself. I wish government would do a better job before they mandate these things, or companies like the size of Walmart and Menards and Costco and Target and everything else. You know, I think they do it. It's a feel-good thing. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's a feel-good thing. You know, let's just do that. That'll be good. We're good, responsible corporate partners, so let's just do it. But there's no facts to back it up. You know, and again, they go on to say, actually, about cloth masks, because they do two sets of studies, one on the medical ones and then the cloth ones. And on the cloth ones, they're basically saying you do more harm than good sometimes with these.
Let me ask you a question. If they came out and said, we'll open everything up, football, stadiums, concerts, everything, if everybody wears a mask,
well, they won't,
think they would do it?
They won't do that. I'd love to see them
well,
do that.
Masks work. Why not do that?
No, and that's the point we've made before in this program. Let's go all in here.
Yep,
if they're going to stop the spread, then let's open up with them. And that's where you kind of catch them in a catch 22.
The hypocrisy.
I have to tell you, I would think very long and hard about going along with something like that after listening to this guy's stats. So, you know, there's people getting Legionnaire's disease from wearing a mask, according to Rush's show. So it's happening. Texter says, hey, we are more than happy to shop or go out and eat in any establishment that does not mandate masks. I agree it's a bit creepy to eat where the server is masked, but as long as we don't have to mask up, we're willing to enjoy a meal there. A list of places where we could go would be helpful. We'll have to start a mask-free restaurant website. We'll have to get on that, Leo. Where can I go where I don't have to wear one? Doug in Hayfield, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
My wife has already said she's not going to any of the stores that are going to have a mask or going to hit more of the mom-and-pop shops that are not demanding that. But on another note, a few weeks ago you said, I'd like to hear something new about this. And one thing that has never been mentioned, and my doctor, who's in his late 60s, plans on working a long time yet, said nobody is ever talking about building immunity. Using about 10 to 15,000 units of vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. He said if people were doing that, the vast majority of the population would have no problem. We hear about, you know, vaccines and other things to try to treat the disease. Why don't we educate the people on how to build your immunity and not get sick? That's my big issue. Why is that not being talked about anyplace?
You're right. From none of the medical experts, from Fauci and Burks up there on the podium and the White House coronavirus task force meetings, I agree with you. Why? I don't know. I think it's not a fear thing. We only want to listen to fear things. We scare people. Jamie says, I think for now businesses should cater to the people who are not afraid because they may be the only way to convince people. That may be the only way to convince the people that are afraid that there's not at all that much to be afraid of. I mean, 93% of people in your poll don't trust the media, so how else are you going to convince them? Don't feed the fear anymore, I think, is the answer, and the only way we'll ever see normal again. Isn't that interesting? Texter says, where should I go? Northern South Dakota. We let you in places without a mask. See, there you go. Slogan for Northern South Dakota. We let you in places without a mask. More coming up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. Senate hearing is underway at this hour, looking into the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and the disproportionate impacts on communities of color and also senior citizens. Maine Republican Susan Collins opening the hearing by saying,
Black and Latino residents are infected with the virus at three times the rate and they are nearly twice as likely to die from COVID-19.
Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey saying many older Americans, especially those of color, have already been dealing with food insecurity and lack of affordable housing even before the pandemic began. Regular White House briefings on the pandemic to resume later today. President Trump telling reporters his prior briefings prompted record ratings and got good information out to the public. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been around since 1908. I don't know about you, when you're looking to make a call and say, hey, I need plumbing, I need heating, I need air conditioning, I need a mechanical contractor to do this right, I'd start with somebody that's been around since 1908. Yeah, exactly. Not too long after statehood. They've been around a long time, and they certainly built Bismarck and built the entire region around Bismarck, and now branched out to all of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. If you have a business and you're watching that bottom line very close right now and you see a line that fluctuates all too often on your HVAC side, on your mechanical side, do what now over 1,000 building owners have done, and that is have H.A. Thompson & Sons take control of that. They maintain it. They replace it when it needs replacing. You've got a static number right there, and it's a peace of mind deal. Plus, things continue to move. They continue to run. They continue to go. Less downtime. H.A. Thompson & Sons. Ask about Link Service Contracts. Tell them Scott sent you. HATandSons.com or call 701-234-9889. While I am talking to our next guest, Kevin, could you go back and check out that mask expert we just did? Mm-hmm. He's actually a journalist that was digging into mask research and science that had been done, the data. But a texter says those were comparing masks versus mask, not mask versus no mask. I thought that on the medical side they were saying there was no difference between a mask or no mask. So I thought it was comparing mask to no mask. But
no, he was talking about the N95 versus the cloth, you know, diaper like thing hanging over your face versus a respirator, you know, with a valve on it.
Right.
That's what he was saying between the two.
Well, yeah, he did the cloth one later, but I thought anyway. So was it mask versus no mask?
A little bit. In there.
See what you can find for me. All right. I want to find that. We'll get that checked out. Right now, though, I want to talk to Brandon Nagel. Brandon is the Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of North Dakota, University of Mary, excuse me. We're going to talk about a reopening plan. Of course, a school like the University of Mary, or for that matter, any school, right? You have great concern for students who want to gather all the best information and then come up with a plan. And University of Mary has one, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. They also have a scholarship offer that is new. We're going to tell you about too. Brenda, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. You sound cheery as always.
Yeah, you know, it's a great day to be at University of Mary, and we had a little rain yesterday, so life is good.
Exactly. It's always a good day to be at University of Mary, especially with that view. Nothing better than that wonderful view south of Bismarck. Just absolutely beautiful. So what's the plan on reopening the University of Mary this year?
Well, Scott, I'm here to tell you we've got full intention to offer our students as normal of an experience this fall when they move in on Labor Day weekend as we possibly can. It's really all about, as you know, the care for our students and providing that experience. And the best way to do that is to have them here on campus. Of course, we want them to be safe, and we want to make sure that we're taking into consideration all of the different things that are going on. But I think we're ready for them.
That is fantastic. So tell us a little bit about what it will look like. What will be in the safe category? What are some things you're doing for the students and for the peace of mind of parents that these students are coming back to a safe environment?
Sure. So some of the things we've been doing actually all since May is, we've got an incredibly qualified emergency response team, and we've been meeting on a weekly basis with all of the folks from Department of Health following the CDC guidelines. You know, our emergency response team is co-chaired, of course, by General Dave Anderson, who's on our staff here, and Jerome Richter, the infamous executive vice president here at University of Mary. And we've really been looking at what are the things we need to do to reopen to make sure we're safe and secure and prepared, looking at how we can offer our classes in a format of student feels comfortable being in the classroom, great. If they're not feeling comfortable, they can take the class online. And so a lot of technology pieces are in play to give them that flexibility to do both ways. Other things, as you know, Scott, you've been out to the Crow's Nest restaurant here on campus. It's open 24/7, so that gives us a lot of hours to feed students. It's a very large space. We can feed nearly 600 people. That doesn't mean 600 people will be in there all at one time. The beauty there of the Crow's Nest is we can spread out, and we can allow some different options for them to have their breakfast, lunch, dinner, all the snacks in between, feeding those hungry students. And I think the biggest thing, Scott, and again, you know, you've been to campus so many times, is our lecture halls we're not looking at having 200 to 300 students in the lecture halls. We've never had that before. We have the ability to spread out much more. And again, taking the classes versus our online and in person, it just gives us a lot of flexibility.
By the way, you said Jerome Richter was infamous, so I don't think we want to get him, too much confidence from labels like that. So you better be a little bit careful. But you're exactly right. He is infamous. Let's just hope he doesn't hear about it. So
yeah, we'll keep that our secret.
Yes, he'll walk around campus with a little more of a strut. But yeah, I completely agree. I'm guessing that his brothers would not agree. They'd want to knock him down a notch, but that's a whole other show, as we say.
We'll do that another show.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you, in other words, basically, it sounds to me like, look, if I want a social distance, and keep that my thing, or you're going to be able to do that, whether that be at lunch or dinner, or whether that be in the classroom. If that's less concern, for you, then you don't have to go in the dorm for your classes. You can actually go to the class. I mean, you got a lot of flexibility, it sounds like to me.
We have a lot of flexibility, Scott. And, there's a lot of things that will be taking place. We need to make sure our faculty and staff are comfortable with it and giving them the flexibility, but our students to have that flexibility. If they're not feeling well for the day or they're not feeling like they can go to the class, that they're not going to miss out, that they can just immediately take that class to an online in their residence hall. And 2 days later, they can come back and get right back into the classroom, and so they're not going to miss a beat. We're confident we can do that.
What advice is there from the school to the students, sort of outside of the classroom experience or campus experience? Is there some best practices to follow? I've heard some conversations saying really your biggest risk is sort of standing kind of nose to nose within a few feet of each other for 15 minutes or more, for instance. I mean, do you say, hey, if you're going to do nothing else, do this? Or what kind of advice do you pass on to the kids outside of the classroom?
Well, I think we have to all take into consideration that safe social distancing. And you could get into a lot of discussion about what social distancing means, and I'm not here to debate that. But we'll, you know, we will be encouraging students, faculty, and staff to be prudent about social distancing. If they're feeling like they can't be social distances, then they'll wear masks if that's what's comfortable for them, as well as for faculty and staff. Nobody's going to be pointed out for wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. And so I think it's really about just being smart and being, and our students are smart. And we know we've got a great campus and a campus based on students who make good decisions. And so I think it's really an opportunity for us to do what's the right thing for our students, and that's to get them here on campus and to have that experience that they have here at the University of Mary.
How about on the faculty and staff side? What are you hearing from them? And obviously they're part of this equation as well and have the ability to do this. But, I mean, student, you know, faculty and staff would generally be older, right, than the students as an average age. So they're probably a little more concerned from a health standpoint of the what-ifs. But what's the plan there?
Mr. Scott Hennen, this is Jerome Richter here. I just slid into Brenda's office. I heard that you were honoring us by letting us be on, and this is the time for me to jump in. I was just visiting with the faculty on this question. We're meeting tomorrow, Monsignor Shea, myself, all of the faculty and staff in the University of Mary to talk through these things, and our faculty are great. They're wonderful people. They are always thinking of our students, but at the same time, they're thinking of their own health and safety. And we simply just kind of want to know, what are we going to be doing? And we haven't revealed the full plan to them yet. So we've been saying, you know, be patient with us. But I think what's going to end up happening is once we reveal our full plan to them tomorrow, they will have the opportunity to see how they can see themselves into it and be like, oh, okay, we're following the North Dakota Department of Health guidelines. The simple answer is we got to try to social distance. We'll create the spaces, and when we can't, we need to wear our face coverings to make sure that we're protecting each other, and then just having personal responsibility. And so to this moment, the faculty staff have been tremendous, but they are asking good questions, as we all are. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, but as I'm sure Brenda told you, we're going full steam ahead with the full intention to get our students back here because we believe in education top to bottom. We love our students, and we want to get after it.
Sounds fantastic. And I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation a new CARE-19 scholarship. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, Scott, in response to the whole pandemic, we really wanted to take a look at what our options were to help students that might not have considered the University of Mary in the past an opportunity for an additional scholarship. So we've got something called the appropriately COVID-19 pandemic scholarship. It's for first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or for first-time applicants that want to transfer into the University of Mary. This is for the fall 2020 class, and we still have room for students. And we've talked to students on a day-to-day basis who are just now making their decisions. A lot of North Dakota kids are deciding that they're going to stay closer to home, and University of Mary can be that place for them. And so I encourage kids who are interested to reach out to us, and we'd love to talk to them about the opportunity for this CARE-19 scholarship.
There are more than 50 undergraduate programs for students to find the program and career path that fits future plans for them, healthcare, business, teaching, computer science, biology, politics, and more. 30 student organizations, 18 NCAA Division II athletic teams. So there's something there for everybody.
Hey, don't forget our School of Engineering, Scott, our new School of Engineering, which we just fully renovated and finalized, and we'll be doing the grand opening here the end of August.
That's right. That's why we call you infamous. You don't forget a thing. No rock goes unturned. That's right. Good call there, Brenda. All right, you two. Thank you very much. Brenda Nagel, Vice President for Public Affairs, and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary today. You ready to apply to join the campus this fall? Do it. umary.edu/apply, or you can call them at 355-8030, 355-8030. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with the splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
More cowbell, don't you? It's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. The July sales event is going on right now. That means employee pricing for everyone on the new 2020 Buicks and GMCs. You pay what they pay. That does exclude the GMC Sierra LD and the Sierra HD from GMC. But I tell you, a lot of pre-owned specials going on, too, at Schwann Buick GMC. And they're always hiring, looking for quality peeps. And just remember, employee pricing for everyone going on in July right now. More details at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I was laughing because of the fear factor. You found a
good one there.
Found a song with the fear in it.
Yeah,
because
we've
been talking about fear and coming back and being part of businesses. This conversation is not going to end today. I hope it starts today. Because talk to any business. They're going to say, people are not coming back. Then we have to ask why they're not coming back. We've had a lot of answers today, but I would say the majority of those are that just people don't like all the COVID talk. And who wants to go into a business with all masks? Especially when we don't know if the masks actually are doing what they are intended to do. One texter says, it's all about insurance and liability. Scott, if truth be told, behind the scenes, I bet the insurance is forcing the issue by making them adhere to CDC recommendations, so if it comes to a court case, they have something. You need to be asking insurance executives these questions, not the businesses. Interesting. We did dig back into that podcast summarizing a good 8-10 years worth of mask data, and you had a question. A listener had a question earlier, was that comparing mask versus no mask or mask versus mask? Here's mask versus no mask.
However, we're also being told that if you don't have an N95 respirator mask, which, by the way, the vast majority of people walking around in face masks do not have. They're not wearing N95 respirator masks. They're just wearing a cloth mask over their face. And what we've been told over and over is that if you just wear a cloth mask over your face, it's better than nothing, so you should do that. And so because of that, we have tens of millions of people walking around with cloth masks on their face. Now get this. In 2015, there was actually a study done taking a look at medical masks versus just a cloth mask and whether or not wearing a cloth mask would protect against the spread of a virus. And what that study found in 2015 should alarm you. Not only does wearing a cloth mask not prevent the spread of a virus, it actually can put you at greater risk for catching the virus. Look at this. According to researchers, this study is the first RCT of cloth masks, and the results caution against the use of cloth masks. This is an important finding to inform occupational health and safety. Moisture retention, reuse of cloth masks, and poor filtration may result in increased risk of infection.
Again, I say, do your own research on this. Get comfortable yourself, but don't think automatically doing this helps. Now, that sounded to me mask versus mask too again, so maybe both of them were. And we'll keep digging into this, just try and find you. A good answer. Matt and Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
So I think one of the things that has really suffered this year is all around sports. Now, I'm talking about, you know, Major League Baseball and some others like that, where people would normally go to a game and then spend money on this and spend money on that, maybe even a hotel if they're coming from out of state, and gas and restaurants. And then you have all of youth sports, basketball, baseball, summer hockey, soccer. The list goes on. I mean, in Minnesota alone, there's one tournament that has 1,000 teams. No more. Okay? It's done for this summer. And so all those teams are not coming. They're not spending money on gas, on restaurants, on hotels, on any other sort of thing. So I think that's the main reason for this, is that everything is shut down. So people are just kind of forced to not spend money.
Yeah, that would certainly impact businesses and hotels. I mean, restaurants rather than hotels, not necessarily all businesses, but some shopping, I guess. But it's a good point, Matt. And wouldn't you much rather have people say, okay, we have a tournament. Let's be smart. We just talked to the University of Mary. University of Mary's having school. They're continuing with school. What did they do? They get a whole team of folks together. They've got a highly trained, qualified emergency response team creating and updating the reopening plan for their safety, their security, and preparedness with the University of Mary. They're on with their life. I think we should be doing the same thing with other events, right? Until we have that vaccine or therapy.
Yeah, and some organizations, they're just wary of being sued for somebody getting sick and, you know, God forbid that they die. But, you know, how many people die from the regular flu every year? How many people die in traffic accidents? I mean, the analogies are very, very great.
They are. They're not in context. Good point. No perspective there. Texter says, Scott, if masks work so good, why don't they give them to the prisoners instead of letting them go free?
I saw that meme, too. Great point.
It's all for big fear.
Yep.
Somebody wants me to play what Keith Ellison had to say about his advice for a woman who was raped. Play this.
Oh, man.
If you're a woman who's been a victim of a sexual assault and the assailant has ran away, wouldn't you rather talk to somebody who is trained in helping you deal with what you're dealing with, as opposed to somebody whose main training is that they know how to use a firearm, right?
Wow.
So he is, first of all,
saying,
I can't possibly put myself in that position. Wrong gender to be able to put myself in that position. But I'm thinking about what he's saying, and I'm thinking about a woman. And I would want to, number one, say, get that creep, find that thug. Where is he? Right? I mean, that's what law enforcement does.
Exactly.
Then I would want to deal with the trauma of what happened to me. But the first thing I would want to do is an investigation. So that's odd. You know, Democrats have a penchant for cop bashing, and I just it disgusts me to no end. So that's a good catch too. All right, out of time, gotta go. Thanks. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention. Featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.